Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. You can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. Of course, we always bring interesting stuff to the table to start the discussion out tonight. The we tonight includes me, Ian.
And Conan.
So I've got video footage that I didn't quite have ready for the show last night. Coming up also is video footage of a state rep behaving very badly. State representative trying to crush freedom of the press, and it was all caught on video, much to the chagrin of some people who are actually in the liberty movement. So we can talk about that. Plus, Conan, you brought in a story about a restaurateur yelling at a toddler.
Correct. And is that the right way to handle this outrageous behaviors from people, or should you buckle? Should you give in? Because, I mean, who knows who this person is?
How do you handle a bratty customer, right?
Exactly.
So,
and it's not just restaurants, it's stores.
Anybody
clerks
who deals with the public knows, you know, has experienced something like this. And I want to talk about that. And, of course, whatever happens to be on your mind. We're doing a Skype-only show last night, so the regular phone lines are back here tonight if you want to join us at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. But I want to play some of this video here, Conan, and get your opinion on it, because a lot of people are upset. Some people are bothered by this. I like to post these videos that are made here in Keene, New Hampshire, on Free State Project forums and places where people in the liberty movement are going to see them. And, you know, I get feedback from people, and a lot of them didn't like this one. So I'm going to play this back. It's from J.P. Freeman. He called the show last night. He's a local cop block activist. J.P.'s not actually a Free State Project participant. Conan, you and I are. We moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is an idea of gathering liberty-oriented people all in the same physical location so we can be more effective and achieve liberty in our mm-hmm. lifetime. I think J.P. has moved more in a liberty-oriented direction in the time that I've known him. I don't know if he would self-describe as a libertarian. He is a cop blocker. He is somebody who he goes to hold the police accountable. When he sees the police pulling somebody over, he's probably got a video camera with him. He's going to pull it out. He's going to record that scene. And not every cop block participant handles things in the exact same way. So in certain circumstances, if I come up on a scene, somebody getting pulled over, I will usually ask before I start to record, because I want to be respectful of the individual. And if somebody's upset that I'm recording them, like, you know, they feel bad that they got pulled over by the police or whatever, and they want me to go away or not record, then I'll step back and I won't record.
Do you let them know off the bat that you're free press?
What I'll do is I don't say anything like that necessarily, but like when the cop will walk away from their window, let's say the cop's taking their license, and then the cop goes back to the car to run the license, that's when I'll say something like, hey, are you okay with me recording this?
Right. And of course, most people in the area recognize you already anyways. So, I mean, they're already...
I don't know who's from the area and who's not. A lot of people in Keene, New Hampshire are actually visiting from Vermont or Massachusetts.
Right.
They're here shopping. This is sort of like the economic hub of this region, basically. So you encounter... If you're on the streets and you actually... If you try to do petitioning, you'll see this. I think you've done some petitioning, mm-hmm. if I'm recalling correctly. But, you know, if you're just out on the streets in Keene, you're going to be hitting Connecticut, Vermont, Massachusetts more often than you'll even find somebody who's a local.
Especially in the downtown area where there you got the tourists. Now, of course, now this state rep is Gladys Johnson.
Correct. She's a D-minus rated state rep as of 2014. Now, there's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, which is a freedom-oriented group that actually ranks each state representative. There's 400 state representatives in New Hampshire, get paid $100 a year. These are not professional state reps.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, they're just average folks who want to try to do what they think is best.
You make like $100 a year or whatever it is.
It's $100 a year and a small gas stipend.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah, this is our ward's representative. By the way,
that's
Ward,
correct.
Ward 4.
Yep. So, she, by the way, apparently ran nobody opposed her.
Yeah, that was my mistake last year. I completely ran open floater, and I could have gone against her. It turns out some people don't like her.
Well, I mean, that's going to be true with every state rep. I mean, because some people aren't going to like the decisions you make. Some people aren't going to like the liberty-oriented reps' decisions that they make because they want to see bigger government. So anyway, this is a pretty big government lady, and she certainly shows her true colors here in this video. I'm going to just kick it off here because it's not really a cop block because he's not actually dealing with the cops. Let me define the difference between a cop watch.
She's an authority figure.
Right. So somebody had asked the question of, well, you know, what is cop blocking? Okay. Cop blocking is different from cop watching. Cop watching actually came before cop block. Cop watch was, and I used to do cop watch back in the day, which essentially meant that you would sort of stand there quietly at a distance and observe the situation, you with a camera or without, just observing the situation. The difference between a cop watch and a cop block is the cop blocker is more likely to sort of insert themselves in the encounter. Not physically, not to, like, you know, get in between the cop and the person they're dealing with, but to say things, like, you know, insert words into the encounter, like, hey, why don't you leave that girl alone? Hey, leave that old lady alone. She didn't do anything. She didn't hurt anybody.
Does she have to show you her ID? She's just walking down the street or whatever.
Right. Or, yeah, you could also, as a cop blocker, insert suggestions for the victim of the police. You could say, like, hey, you don't have to answer his questions. You're just sort of giving suggestions from the
right,
sidelines.
A lot of people really don't know their rights. All they see is a guy with a badge, and it's like he wants to see something. So, all right, I guess I have to because he's the authority, right?
Right, and there's different levels of blocking you can do, right? The people who are new to cop block usually kind of stand as far away as they can. The people who are more experienced are likely to get very, very close. Here in Keene, we can get comfortably close to the police, like within 6 feet, and usually they won't yell at you or anything like that. Your mileage may vary in different areas of the country.
If anything, you most often are going to get yelled at by the victim.
Yes,
because
that's true.
Because they don't want their face on YouTube or whatever. The cops are like, yeah, whatever. The cops in this area.
They're very
anyways.
Professional, the police are. And you're right. It's the victims who are the ones who they feel guilty. They feel bad about being pulled over. They're embarrassed, and they don't want to be on video. And I'll usually respect their request. The only reason I wouldn't respect their request is if they were being arrested by the police. Mm-hmm. If the police were actually putting their hands on them and doing something like that, I would feel that it was my obligation to record that situation regardless of what the victim felt. But generally, I will accede to whatever the victim's preferences are. In this video, the victim of the police is a state representative. Mm. And I feel like JP handled this very, very well, but I'm interested to hear how you feel about it, Conan. So let's kick it off at the beginning of this video. It's currently posted right now at freekeen.com.
This is JP Freeman from Keene Cobblock. This is actually a state rep. 225, it's a state rep. Yeah, look at the plate.
Let me just explain what's going on there. Each state representative in New Hampshire is given a special house license plate, and it gives their number. There's like a certain number that is special to that individual. So if you're driving down the road and you see the number, you could look it up and you could figure out who's driving that car, which state rep his car is that. But I think there's an important thing that JP does here, and that is that he actually doesn't jump to the conclusion that this is the state rep. He asks her later if this is the state rep, and he actually got some heat on one of the Free State Project forums for even asking that question.
What?
Yeah, so let me go on here. What's happening in the video right now, and it's pretty loud, so she starts to wave at him. She's in her car, and there's a police officer at the window talking with her.
Does she have a handicap sticker, by the way?
She does have a handicap sticker, and she walks. So you don't see her walking in this video, but there's a longer raw version of the video where you can actually see her walking around. So she's obviously not like wheelchair kind of handicapped.
Right.
But anyway, she's waving at him through the windshield of her car, and you can see that in the video. Telling, sort of giving him hand motions that, go away, buddy. You know, I don't want you here. And then she finally climbs out of her car.
I'm taking a picture of the police officer.
I'm asking you not to. You don't need to take a picture of her.
I most certainly do have a right to take a picture of her.
Buzz off.
I'll stay right here, ma'am. Thank you.
Now, I feel like in that first interaction, he was respectful, at least, in that he didn't call her any kind of names. He didn't say, hey, you B, you ought to shut up or whatever. I'll do what I want. He did assert his right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is my right. I'm going to stand here and I'm going to record this police officer. Let me go on with this video. There's only about another minute and a half here. It's fairly short. We'll get to more of that. We'll take your calls and thoughts. And I'll read some of the critiques of this, and we'll see what you think about it, Conan. This is your first time watching it here tonight. You can see it for yourself over at freekeen.com. We'll post a link on our Facebook and Twitter. You can share your thoughts on how JP does in this video. I think he does a pretty good job, but we'll hear the rest here in a moment. 855-453 is our toll-free number. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. We're coming up.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. I'm holding a book that will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at 80, you need to read this free book. It includes the strategy I use to make a 72% profit on a trade where the stock only moved 12%. You'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-944-5836. Skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-944-5836. 1-800-944-5836.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
¶¶
We are back now with more Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us here talking about a video that has proved controversial, even though I'm a little bit surprised that it has, over on the Free State Project group on Facebook. There's a lot of pushback against this, mostly from Dennis Goddard, who has always been a critic of some of the activism that has gone on here in the Keene area. We've moved here, Conan, you, myself, and hundreds of people have moved to New Hampshire. Over actually 1,500 have made the move so far as part of the Free State Project, which is an idea of let's concentrate libertarian types in one area and get active so we can achieve freedom, or at least more freedom, in our lifetime. And the thing is, when you do that, and you do activism, not everybody agrees with how you've gone about it. So I'll
right.
play some more.
If you're not the type who just stands on the road and holds a sign, you're going to get flack. I mean, that's the kind
of... You get flack if you do that.
Well, usually people will say, why don't you hold a flag? I mean, that's the kind of thing that you can just drive by, and then once you turn around a corner, it's out of sight, out of mind. You don't hear about it anymore. The kind of stuff that's going on here in the area, especially here in the Keene area, is it sticks around. You know, when you're reading about us in the paper, us as in the activists here in the area, when you're reading about us in the paper, at least once a month, you know.
At least. Yes. Front page in a lot of cases.
Right. You know, you stick in the minds of the locals who don't want change, who just want the same old, even though it's, you know, destroying this country very slowly but surely. It's destroying the country. They still, you know. It's better than anarchy. It's better than chaos. You know, we need something to keep the rabble from destroying our, you know, our livelihoods. And in reality, the very thing that they believe in is very slowly suffocating them. And that's the worst part about it. We, you know, two young guys, you know, we stand to inherit this world.
Mm.
And we're having to fight tooth and nail with these olders, you know, who like to vote, by the way.
This lady in the video is probably in her 70s, would be my guess, if not late 60s. Mm-hmm. She's definitely of retiree age. We'll continue with the audio from the track here in a moment. But let's go to Mike in Oregon, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Hey,
welcome.
Once again, awesome job. The other week, I saw the video of those... when you guys were up on Rogers Campground and those two government thugs went up and tried to interfere. And I just got to say, who do these guys think they are?
They think they own you. You're talking about the tax goons who showed up at the Porcupine Freedom Festival and proceeded to attempt to threaten all of the people who are selling food there. They knew there were people selling there without a government license, a tax certificate to prove they were collecting sales taxes. Because even though New Hampshire doesn't have a sales tax on stuff, you know, they go to Walmart, there's no tax. But if it's prepared food, there is a prepared, you know, meals tax. And so they wanted to threaten everybody, and I and several other people surrounded them and basically told them, get out of here, we don't want you here, made a video of it. Thank you, I'm glad you enjoyed that. Go ahead,
Mike. Those were the king's men. They were coming for their cut.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Absolutely. So, anyways, what I called in about today was essentially something I called in late last year about, and I talked to Mark about it, and you weren't on the show that night, so I kind of want to tell you about this. When I was living back in New Hampshire, this was back in 2003, I believe, I had an incident with a state police on the phone, and essentially they threatened me.
That's what they do best.
Absolutely. And this, by the way, I wasn't hurting anybody. This was strictly me having fun. I used to have neon lighting under my car, under my Jeep Cherokee, and I was getting a little nervous because your vehicle in New Hampshire will not pass state inspection, supposedly, with this light kit attached to your car.
Really?
Is it because you look like an authority figure, a police officer, or
neon under your car?
I don't know. I mean, does it signal people? I don't know. What's the reasoning behind this?
Right? Is it distracting or something like that?
Okay, so there's a lot of things that kind of go along with this argument. Is they're saying it's not DOT approved lighting. My lights were purple. They weren't blue or red. They were purple.
Okay.
And when I had them attached to my Jeep Cherokee, I was getting a little nervous. So what I did, and of course this was back when I didn't know anything, I called the New Hampshire State Police on this. And I asked the guy, I says, are you a state trooper? And he says, yes, I am. I says, well, I says, I have a question concerning neon lighting under, that's illegal. And right off the bat, he just interrupted me. Illegal. So I asked him, I says, well, what is the harm in this? I'm not really understanding. He said, if we pull you over in the middle of the day and do an on-the-side road inspection of your vehicle in the middle of the day, and we see that your light, that light kit is attached to your vehicle, whether it's turned on or not, we're going to scrape your sticker inspection sticker off, take your plates off, and rip the lights off the vehicle and leave you on the side of the road.
It's insane.
Absolutely incredible. So I decided, I mean, this is, you know, 13, 14 years ago. Last week, I decided to do a little follow-up with this. It was my day off from work, so I'm going to have a little fun. So I'm going to call the New Hampshire State Police again, even though I'm out in Oregon.
You're in Oregon, and, okay, right.
Yeah, I'm going to ask them what the legality of neon lights under vehicles are in New Hampshire. And there is no statute. There is all the lighting codes, and there is no statute. So I called three New Hampshire State Police barracks, and I finally got in touch with the inspector, one of the inspectors. He's like the head supervisor. And he says to me that you cannot have those under your vehicle in the state of New Hampshire. But yet, if I'm on private property, that means it's okay. However, a police officer has the authority to come up to you and give you a hard time. I says, well, he's got the gun. He goes, you bet he does. I mean, are these people for real? These people have an agenda to essentially instill this mind-crippling fear into you.
Mm.
I mean, fear is, I think, one of the worst things that your mind can go through.
Absolutely. So it sounds like what they're doing is that they you said it's not in the statutes. So probably the statute authorizes the Department of Safety or whatever they call themselves to come up with a list of things that's not allowed. So it's probably not even something that the state reps have even looked at or approved. It's like, oh, well, we'll just let the director of the Department of Motor Vehicles decide. And then they just come up with some arbitrary list.
And then on the bottom of the statute that said equipment for motor vehicles, it said that all lighting or all equipment must be approved by the director. That is as close to any aftermarket lighting or aftermarket things on your vehicle as this actually even mentioned. But it says nothing about undercarriage lighting, but yet they could just pull something out of their butt, make up it on the spot, and say it's illegal and give you a ticket.
I'd like to know what the rationale is for this as well. And, Mike, thanks for sharing your story with us tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, there's got to be some reason. It messes with their equipment. It makes them they stand out, makes them look like they're a cop with purple lights
what
or something.
What kind of cop would have neon underlighting? I mean, sorry, unless it was a car that, like, I mean, back in Florida, you lived in Florida for a little while. You probably saw this. They would jack drug dealers' cars, and then they put the DARE logo on the side of it. Mm-hmm. It would say something like, we took this from a drug dealer. And maybe they would have neon lighting under it or something like that, but I've never seen a police cruiser with neon
under
lighting.
Here in Keene, we have these sign ordinances. They don't want signs lit up after 8 o'clock or whatever, so maybe it has something to do with that. Some old guy's like, we don't want these urbanites driving through our streets at night with their purple lights and whatnot.
I think they're super cool. There's more coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450. Free. That's 855-450 free.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450 free. Is it rude to stand up for your rights when some state representative yells at you and tells you to stop recording them? You're in the streets.
It's just not the way, Ian. It's not kosher.
To stand up for yourself,
you should go back home, sit down for 2 hours and write a nice letter to the editor, send it in, get some feedback from the people who actually read it. And, you know, this is a long process. I mean, you've really got to, you know, years and years even. Or wait till the next election. You can vote her out, right?
You know, these are all things that the critics might be saying about JP's video. It's up right now. You can watch it over at freekeen.com. That's what we're playing back for you, and we'll continue that. Plus, on the way, Conan is going to be sharing with us a story about a restaurant owner who yelled at a toddler and leads to a larger question of how do you handle a misbehaving customer? What's the right way to go about doing that? So you can comment on anything you want here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Also, you need to protect yourself online. You have to take the responsibility for your online world because your internet service provider is not going to protect you. In fact, they're one of the people, one of the groups probably violating your privacy. They're probably downloading or they're, you know, logging every single website that you visit. every search term you enter, maybe mining that information, selling it to other corporations, turning it over to the government. You can stop that from happening right now by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Download ProXPN. There's an app there for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, Linux. You get started, and you can get started for free right now. Get connected to ProXPN, and they encrypt your data connection so your own internet service provider will no longer know what you're doing on their own internet connection. Plus, criminals trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets will be foiled as well. No more prying and spying with ProXPN. Plus, when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth servers around the world that you can access, you can privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits. You can go and get started, and there's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. By using code FTL50, you'll save 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy the annual account. Again, code FTL50 to get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Go to proxpn.com/FTL, and again, use code FTL50. So if you're just tuning in, we started out with a little bit of audio. We're probably about 30 seconds into it here. Just to recap, cop blocker J.P. Freeman is on the streets, Keene, New Hampshire, Main Street, right outside of Social Sunday. We had a new location for our weekly Social Sunday meeting this week, and Keene police decided to pull somebody over about 100 feet away from the place where we were meeting. And so J.P. went over there. I actually had already headed out to go do the show at that time, so I wasn't there for this. But I got to say, had I been there, I feel like I don't think I could have handled it much better than JP. JP is a very experienced cop blocker, and in this case, he never really got the chance to cop block because he actually was, you know, turned out that the person who was pulled over was a state representative. And the state representatives here in New Hampshire have a license plate on the front of their car that sort of identifies them. Now, JP actually didn't jump to the conclusion. He does ask her here in a moment if she is a public official.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, it could have been her sister or her, you know, her friend or maid or something like that driving the car. You know, you don't want to jump to a conclusion. This may not have actually been the state representative, in which case that person would have been an innocent victim. And the state representative would have been an innocent victim had she not acted like a jerk and waved him away and tell him, you know, told him to just buzz off and leave her alone, that she didn't want to be recorded. Well, sorry, lady. Guess what? You're in public, and further, you're a state representative. So when I'm doing cop blocking, if somebody says they don't want to be recorded, I'll usually respect it unless they're in the process of being arrested or something like that, and then I feel like I really should record that. But if it's a state employee or a state government bureaucrat or a politician, then that seems to me to be somebody who does need to be recorded.
Correct.
That person has an extra level of expectation of you are not a private person.
You need to be held twice accountable.
Exactly. So let me continue with this audio. It's a little noisy because I boosted the levels of it to make sure you
right, could... Right there on Main Street.
Yeah, there's a lot of cars going by. I had to boost the levels because I wanted to make sure you could hear what Gladys Johnson says. She is the state rep here in this case, a very poorly rated state rep by the New Hampshire
Poorly rated.
This is actually state official 2-25, and she's heckling me about videotaping police. I hope you're not a public official, ma'am. Okay, so, and you're impeding my, you're impeding the press's right for First Amendment then, right?
Tea Party Press?
See how she jumps
to the... Tea Party Press?
Yeah. She jumps to the conclusion, well, I guess she sort of asks him, but she thinks he's part of the Tea Party, because anyone who would oppose Gladys Johnson, who's a, you know, dyed-in-the-wool Democrat,
correct,
must be a member of the Tea Party. And, of course, JP is not. He's, you know, I don't think he's ever been to a Tea Party in his life, or nor do I think he's at all a Republican.
No, I'm not a Tea Party. Don't accuse me of that.
In case you couldn't make it out, she says, I don't like you doing that. You don't have any right. And then it's in, you know, inaudible after that. You don't have any right, presumably, to record me in public. No, ma'am, you're incorrect. He absolutely has the right to do that. And people are accusing...
Especially public figures.
Exactly. And especially in public, mm-hmm, as well. But even on, you know, even if you're in a city council meeting or at the state house, if one of these state reps walks by you, you absolutely have a right to record them, and certainly you have a right to ask them questions in order to hold them accountable. Now, I don't know about where you live, dear listener, but in New Hampshire, there's Article 8 of the New Hampshire Constitution. This is the Bill of Rights in the New Hampshire Constitution. There's Article 22, which is the freedom of the press, and then there's Article 8, which is the government should be open and accountable. That it's your right to be able to ask these people questions, whether you have a video camera in your hand or not.
Otherwise, guess what? They're not. They're not your representatives. They're not your representatives anyways. But, right. I mean, if you didn't have that in the clause, you know, it would just be total, well, it is kind of total chaos, but...
So you don't have any right to record me, she says.
Actually, the First Amendment says I can.
I'm the one that made the mistake.
Hey, it's accountability. And now since I found out you're a public official, I'm going to videotape you, too.
So what's happening in the video? She's handing the license to the police officer.
Yeah, a public official that just flipped me off. That's great. That's what he just said. He just witnessed you. Okay. Okay, but it's going to be...
Did she in fact flip him off?
No, and the witness admits later in the video, which JP includes in his video, the witness admits that she could have been pointing rather than flipping the bird. So JP's gotten some heat for this section of the video because he believed what the witness was saying. But then he also believed her when she corrected him, right? Like he's doing a level of investigative journalism here, right? If a witness to a scene says, hey, that politician just flipped the bird at you, then it's not unreasonable to believe that the witness has seen what actually happened.
Right.
She rebuts it, and he just accepts her rebuttal and moves on. No big deal.
Post it anyway, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Well, you're really dumb.
I'm really dumb, huh? Well, you're not going to get reelected.
Well, she probably will
unless,
get reelected.
Unless I run against her this year, and I will be trying my damnedest.
Are you going to run as a Democrat?
No, I don't know. I'll think about it. Okay. We'll look what's on the table. You know,
yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
She ran unopposed last
year. As far as I'm concerned, they're the same.
Yeah, well, no.
There's no difference. I don't feel bad. There are some here in the area who will berate you for going against, you know, how you ran previous years or how you voted previous years. You know what? I don't see any difference between the two parties. So, I mean, I don't really care.
It's just a political choice.
About numbers. It's all about me trying to get elected so that, guess what I can do? I can vote no on everything. Or yes, you know, depending on, you know.
Even if you didn't show up, you'd probably be a better state rep than most of the state reps in Keene. In Keene, this New Hampshire Liberty Alliance comes out with this Liberty Report card, basically, and gives all the state reps A through F for constitutional threat. Or there's actually a dereliction of duty rating, which is what Gladys here received in 2015. So she was a D- in 2014. In 2015, she was derelict of duty, which meant that she did not attend 70% or more of the votes that the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance ranks as, this is what we look at. Like, they look at these different votes. She wasn't there for a bunch of them.
Well, you know what? I only got an A. You and Daryl got A pluses. I don't know what I answered
wrong. What are you talking
about? On the last Liberty Alliance vote last year.
So something... Where they were endorsing candidates.
Yes, it has something to do with gun rights or something.
We're going to come back with more here. Is JP out of line in this video? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
RFlags.com just found out that 49-year-old Anthony Hervey, a black man in Mississippi, he was chased down in his car and killed, apparently for his support of the Confederate flag. This will not stand. Ourflags.com, now offering 10% of every sale to go to the Hervey family to help them in their time of need. You want to help this family? Go to ourflags.com. We'll donate 10% of every sale. Ourflags.com, that's ourflags.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Identity theft is real. So real, it could be making you its next victim right now. At the gas pump, bank, or store where you shop with your credit card, bad guys with RFID scanners can peer into your wallet or purse from a short distance away, stealing information from your RFID-enabled credit or debit cards, passports, room keys, and ID cards without you even knowing it. Stop the bad guys now with an RFID-blocking wallet from ID Stronghold. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID blocking industry over 10 years ago. Their stylish sleeves, clutch purses, and wallets are shielded throughout. The best you can buy at great pricing, as low as $14.99. Don't wait until your wallet needs replacing. Protect your identity now. Click IDStronghold.com or call 1-800-610-2770. That's 1-800-610-2770. ID Stronghold, the original RFID wallet company.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, welcome back here. This is J.P. Freeman, one of the local cop block activists here in Keene, New Hampshire. Is he out of line in the way that he's handling this very rude politician who has not only told him to leave her alone, stop recording her, stop recording the police because she was pulled over on Main Street here in Keene, New Hampshire, and J.P. got video of it. Not only is she telling him to stop exercising his right to be the free press, but she's also then calls him dumb later on in the video.
I think she said what he was doing was dumb.
Yeah, well, she said he would be dumb to post this online.
Right.
I'll play back the audio here in just a moment. You're welcome to share your thoughts here at 855-453. We also have Skype. Skype username's lrn.fm. Coming up, a restaurateur yells at a toddler, and Conan wants to know, what's the right way to deal with upset customers, with angry, irrational, frustrated, shouting customers? How do you handle that? What's the best way to do it? I'm sure there's more than a few people listening in our audience who have some experience in customer service. I've got a little bit as well as you, Conan. So we'll get to that story here in a moment. I'm going to continue and finish up this video. It's almost done. It's fairly short with JP encountering this local politician. She's a state representative. She's ranked D-minus last year on the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance ratings. Not good.
You're right. When I said most of them get D's, I meant most of the representatives here in Cheshire County get these.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that bad across New Hampshire. And by the way, there are an awful lot of representatives in New Hampshire, which is very different than the rest of the world.
400. It's the third largest English-speaking legislature.
It's like one per 3,000, something like that. It's a lot.
So let's continue here with this audio from Main Street in Keene with J.P. Freeman, if it will fit.
Okay. Okay, but it's going to be posted anyway, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Well, you're really dumb.
I'm really dumb, huh? Well, you're not going to get reelected.
Oh, go to bed.
Go to bed. I'm not the one that's cranky, ma'am.
All right. That's the only thing JP says that in any way, shape, or form could be considered insulting towards this woman. And there are people online. Dennis Goddard is one of them. He's a frequent caller to Free Talk Live. He's going to be hosting one of the panels at Keenvention. Because I don't take it personally.
That was completely acceptable. I'm not the one who's cranky. I mean,
right.
Come on now. I mean, that
she's,
was...
It's not even an insult.
She's throwing a fit in the middle of the street.
Right.
I mean, come on.
And that's after she calls him dumb. Right? You know, that's just inappropriate. If you're a state representative, you shouldn't be calling, you know, your supposed constituents dumb. I mean, that's a tacky thing to do. Now, again, I think that's the only thing you could, if you want to pick this thing apart, that's the only thing you could really find that in any way, shape, or form could be considered an insult.
Well, he did say she's not going to get elected again because of her behavior.
Well, I hope he's right about that.
Maybe that really set her off, because, I mean, you know, how many times has she been reelected?
A few, at least. I'm not sure.
So she's into it.
Oh, yeah. She's going to get... I mean, even if you run against her, Conan, she's likely going to get reelected, because Keene's a hardcore Democrat town. It's the most kind of lefty town in all of New Hampshire, and it's hard to challenge
I don't know, because you talk to these people on the radio, and these are... Because they're... Definitely, the leftists have gotten into government here in the area, but I frequent the yard sales and the Craigslist, and I'm in the backwoods, and I hear a completely different story from a completely different type of person.
How do you get them to turn out at the voting
polls? But they don't vote. Exactly, because they've lost faith. They're like, I'm not even going to waste my time going. I'm not going to your stupid school board meeting. I'm not going to the polls, even if it's just a couple of minutes out of my day. And that's the worst part right there. And guess what happens? Over the long term, they start to move away. I just talked to a great lady, and she was she had a nice piece of property. She was not one of these poor people who I usually run across. She was out there on the outskirts of Keene, moving sale. Man, where are you moving to? Well, she's moving to the next city over. And I'm like, oh yeah, because of the taxes. She's like, you better believe because of the taxes. Because they keep
raising them, and it's going to kill the town.
Yeah, they're talking about they can't get a city manager of the caliber that they're used to. So we're going to have to raise it to $200,000 or whatever. The man is already making $130,000 before benefits. Come on,
insane!
It is insane.
You know, there is somebody suggested, and I like the suggestion, Conan, that we should do what they call it in New Hampshire is a 91A request. This is essentially the Freedom of Information Act, the local version of that. To do a 91A to get a list of all of the potential candidates, everybody that they're vetting to see who they're considering as potential city managers, and then have the activists contact them and say, "Welcome to Keene! We've heard you're applying!"
And send them videograms like this video we're watching right now. I mean, hey, you coming to Keene? Guess what you're in store for? Lots of this.
So you feel, I'm pretty much done with the video. There's a little bit more to it where in this version, you see at the very end, JP's walking away, and the witness, the person who had said that the state rep flipped him off, recants his statement. He says she might have been pointing. So JP had the intellectual honesty to leave that in the video, and he also, didn't disagree with the woman when she, disagreed with the witness. So I don't think he was haranguing her. I don't think he was being rude, but here's what Dennis's comment. And there are a lot of comments on this particular video. It's over on the Free State Project Facebook page, or not page, group, the Facebook group for the Free State Project, which anybody can go and join.
By the way, there are lots of ways to comment on this video, which I find problematic as far as social media is concerned, because you can have the YouTube comments, and you can have the Facebook.com comments, and you can have multiple Facebook thread comments, so it's really becomes hard. That's a problem. Maybe one of our techies here in the area knows a way around that.
After watching the video, I'm perplexed, says Dennis. First, whoever recorded it was incredibly rude. It's one thing to assert your rights politely. It's another thing to be an ass. Second, the article text is shrill and childish, which is what I wrote, and startlingly lacking in any explanation of why the police officer is interacting with Ms. Johnson in the first place. So to address first what he said, I'm sorry, JP was not rude at any point. He did call her cranky after she called him dumb, and calling him dumb is an insult. Calling her cranky is more of like an observation of how she's behaving. But if you want to call that an insult, okay, I'll let you have that one. Maybe he shouldn't have said that. But nonetheless, he wasn't calling her names. It wasn't like, you stupid bee, or, you know, you ugly, whatever. He was fairly calm. He stood for his rights. He asserted his rights. Look, lady, I'm not turning this camera off, especially because you're a state representative.
Right.
He was fully within his rights.
And did anyone ever figure out why the woman was stopped? Was she...
I suppose we could have asked the cop, but...
It was Sunday. There's no parking people out. Was she parked in a handicapped spot, or, I mean...
It looked like she got a warning, so whatever it was wasn't too serious.
She too far out in the highway or something, or...
It was just Main Street. I mean, kudos to Keene Police, in this case, for actually pulling over the state rep, right? Because the Keene Police can identify the state representatives, and in fact...
What better reason to have a state rep plate on your... differential treatment?
Well, actually, you can get special treatment if you're traveling to and from the state house.
Yeah.
So there's actually a rule in New Hampshire where if you are going to or from the state house, they cannot pull you over.
Wow. That's about as bad as the city councils here having their special parking spots available to them where they don't have to...
They don't have to
pay out. Well, in most of the departments here get that treatment.
The state house, however, is not in session on Sunday, so it was clear that she wasn't going to or from the state house.
She was shopping.
Yeah, and it's not like she can take the plate off. It's permanently mounted on her car, at least during the time that she's a state rep. There's actually another rule that if you're a state representative and you are giving testimony at the state house, you can break the law while you give testimony. So if you were to, let's say...
Smoke
some weed on the floor of the state house.
Cool.
Yeah, legally as a state representative.
Wait, what's the rationale behind that? What does that prove?
I have no idea. It's just one of the purviews of being the perks or whatever of being a state rep.
Or is it so you just... that's very strange. Or is it just to not interrupt the commentary where he's like, hey, I got to get this off my chest. I can't be interrupted by anything.
Yeah, I don't know.
Including smoking a blunt in front of you guys.
I hope someone does it someday.
Including punching this guy next to me in the face because I hate... Oh, Gladys, hey!
Right. So, no, she did not get her special treatment on this particular occasion. It was outside of the state house meeting hours, and she got pulled over. So kudos to Keene Police for at least treating her like they would treat anybody else. And if you say, well, she gave her a warning, actually, Keene Police give warnings pretty often. So if you look at the Keene Police logs, they show you every time they pull somebody over and then what happened, was a ticket issued, was an arrest made, was a warning issued. Frequently, they give warnings. So it's not like that's an unusual thing either. Dennis goes on with his critique, though. He says that the article text is shrill and childish. Let me share the shrill and childish text with you here. Headline, video, state rep to activist, : you have no right to record me. In a video recorded on Keene's Main Street Sunday evening, State Rep Gladys Johnson calls Keene Copblock's J.P. Freeman dumb and tells him he has no right to record video of her. This after being pulled over by KPD's officer Leslie Ainsworth. Kudos to KPD for not giving the state rep special treatment. And then I show the video. Johnson, contact info here, doesn't appear to understand the New Hampshire Constitution's Bill of Rights, Article 22, which protects the freedom of the press, or Article 8, which says government agents will be open and accountable. Shrill yet?
Sounds like a news headline to me.
Come back with the rest of it here in hour number two. It's Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night? Your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast? Without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.